I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 39-year-old Angel Baeza of Lovington was sentenced to 15 years in prison for attempted murder and firearms violations for crimes that occurred in October of 2020. Baeza pleaded guilty to those charges in September of last year. According to court documents, Hobbs police responded to a report of a man going room to room at a hotel on Marvin Street in Hobbs in October of 2020. All the while, he brandished a firearm and shot at police. 54-year-old Miguel Saldana of Carlsbad was arrested by Carlsbad police and charged with robbery on Wednesday. According to reports, a man allegedly robbed the Western Commerce Bank on Wednesday, located at 3010 National Parks Highway in Carlsbad, that according to an FBI news release. Saldana had been turned over to the FBI's custody on Friday. According to reports, an undetermined amount of money was taken from the bank. Low early voting numbers from Chavez County could indicate what kind of turnout they will have on Election Day. Early voting ended on Saturday, but according to Chavez County Clerk Cindy Fuller, only about 10% of Chavez County eligible voters had participated in early voting since Thursday. MTD Radio News will gather all of the early voting numbers later today from the three Southeast New Mexico counties, Chavez, Eddy, and Lee. Polls open across New Mexico on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for the primary elections. May sales of recreational cannabis in New Mexico generated about $21.1 million last month. That's about $1 million in sales less when cannabis sales launched in April. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.